Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on the discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Dr. Richard Podell. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, or you're just joining us, this show is all about nutrition. And we take your phone calls and try and answer your questions. The number, if you'd like to call us, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and as promised, we're going to get back to the phones and continue speaking to Helen from Smithtown.
Okay,
so you have ovarian cancer. You've had a few rounds of chemotherapy.
Yes.
Okay, and you were asking about someone who can guide you with your nutrition?
Basically, yes. Also, there are supplements here to keep me healthy now because I don't know what brought it on, so I'm really at a loss, how I got the whole thing to begin with. And I try to now eat a little bit healthier, anything, you know, to not to have it come back.
Yeah, I think the advice has to be to make believe you didn't have ovarian cancer and eat the way that you would ideally want to do for that.
Yes.
Because we really don't know why one person develops this kind of tumor and one person doesn't. We have ideas about other kinds of tumors, but not a lot of good ideas about ovarian.
Really?
So basically, overall, the lower cancer risk is in people who don't eat a lot of fat and don't eat a lot of junk food.
Yes.
And who don't overcook things and don't eat pickled herring kind of things, which are, tend to be carcinogenic, and that do eat lots of colored fruits and vegetables. And that's sort of what we know about cancer in general. But I've never really seen a good study on ovarian cancer per se. But basically, 5 to 10 fruit and colored fruit and vegetable servings a day without a whole lot of fat and junk is about as good as we can know at the moment of what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, now, there are immune-enhancing things that are available. There are mushroom extracts, which are known to increase what they call natural killer cells. Maitake mushroom makes, there are a few different maitake mushroom products. There's a product called maitake defraction, which is very good. There's a product called maitake gold, which some other companies put out, which has some good work about it. There are alkyl glycerols, things that come from shark liver oil, which are very, very helpful. So there's beta-glucans derived from certain species of yeasts that can be helpful. So there's loads of things, things like CoQ10 is very good.
Really?
Yeah, so there's loads of things. Probably the best thing, I see you're out in Smithtown.
Right.
You know, there's loads of nutritionists out there.
Yes.
I think Dr. Benini, whose show follows ours, his office is out in, he's in Westbury. Maybe he could recommend somebody for you as a nutritionist or something like that.
Yes.
You know, to help you with this stuff.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Helen, thanks for calling. And next is Joan from Manhattan.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I have two related questions. One is, are there any foods or supplements you should absolutely not have at night if you have severe insomnia? And also, very difficult problem. I have a reverse sleep cycle. I can't sleep at night, and I sleep during the daytime, and melatonin does not help me at all.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, you know, I like to talk about vitamins and stuff like that. And when somebody asks a question like you're asking a difficult question, I'll let Dr. Podell answer it.
Okay, great.
Okay. Now, first of all, this reverse sleep cycle business, it's real difficult to deal with. Usually there's sleep specialists who do this. And basically, as I understand it, all we know is as follows. That one, the old-fashioned technique is staying up an hour later, you know, each day over a period of time until you get back to the appropriate time. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to get anyone to do it, so I can't really tell you how good it is. But, you know, that was the standard treatment.
Uh-huh.
Then the melatonin, let's say a half a milligram at, say, dinner time, and bright lights in the morning will tend to shift the phase back a bit, but it will do so only about like 40 minutes at a time. So that it isn't like it suddenly resets everything. But if one keeps doing it and gradually shifting the time backwards using the bright lights, one can make some headway with that. Sometimes you mix that with sleeping pills to knock the person down to the right time and to reestablish it. I don't know that we even have any data that says if you try this really hard, is it 20% of the time successful or 80%? I've never seen that data. That's sort of like the extent of my knowledge. I don't know of anything else that is, if you are on the appropriate sleep cycle, what's been appropriate for you, do you then sleep well?
No, like I sleep 2 hours and wake up and another 2 hours.
Okay, have you had an overnight sleep study?
No.
Well, you got to start there because it may well be, forgetting about the circadian rhythm, you may also have some other sort of sleep disorder. And, as far as diet goes, basically, things like alcohol are not good. Sugars tend not to be good. And anything gives you heartburn tends not to be good. But we don't really know a whole lot more than that.
Okay. May I ask you another question? Do you think a light box would help? And if so, you know, what's a good brand?
Oh, well, that's what I said. Bright lights, meaning the light boxes. You want a 10,000 lux light. Use it for a half an hour or more in the morning, and you have to sit within 14 inches of it and kind of look near it or at it. And I don't have a favorite brand. There are a lot of brands out there. I don't know that it takes anything special to do it. It's basically a bright light. And it's not all that bright, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's relatively, this is on the internet, and you come hundreds of people who make those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joan.
Okay, can I ask one more thing?
Yeah.
I've tried a lot of prescription sleep medications, and nothing seems to help very much. I'm taking temazepam right now. Is there anything Dr. Podell might suggest?
Well, again, you'd want to do your sleep study, first of all, to see what's going on. Natural sleep medicines are sort of so-so, in my experience. Valerian is better than placebo. It takes about 2 weeks to work. Something like work up to 600 milligrams at night.
Valerian
root, yeah. Some people find 5-hydroxytryptophan helpful. There's hops. There's various things. There's a whole variety of medicines, and that has to be tailored individually. It's a trial and error. There are probably about 15 different medicines I use one after another, and you'll talk with your doctor about that.
Yeah, I have. He doesn't. Do you know about Ensora?
What's that?
A new one. It's been approved, but it's not on the market yet. I think it's Ensora by Sepracor.
No, I don't know that one. The new one that's just out is this thing called Lunesta, which has been advertised a lot, and that's probably pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, it's and less, at least they have better long-term studies than, say, an Ambien. That is, they have 6-month-long studies instead of just a few weeks.
Yeah, I read something, the ad, I guess. It sort of contradicts itself. It says it's for long-term use, and then it says, you know, all hypnotics are cause dependent.
That's
the
way it is.
Yeah. The kind of dependence, unless you're a drug abuse type person, people don't really get into trouble with those sleeping pills. If it works, it's probably, my opinion, in general, is probably worth doing. It doesn't go for people who have a drug abuse problem, but for most people, that's the truth.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Joan, thanks for the call. And guess what? It's time for a short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gathomer.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll both be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
And just a quick comment, the entire Country Life line of supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick. That what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness. Bottled in amber glass for greater protection. Tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. Diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas is called Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each dose of Broccomax contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, get a powerful protection of broccoli by taking one dose of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available from Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gathomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, you know, there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine. Someone who combined, take the best of both worlds, and often solve problems that would cross the eyes of
cross the rabbi's
eyes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, none other than our own Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, you're thank on. You, thank you. We do an integrative medicine practice, and by integrative medicine, meaning we're trying to combine the best of standard conventional diagnosis and treatment with holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. And we do that through basic nutrition. We do it through megavitamins. We do it through mind-body techniques. We do it through herbal medicine and other techniques. We really wind up seeing people who have complicated problems that affect usually more than one organ, and that don't get better with just taking a simple pill. And that's an awful lot of the reasons people go to the doctor, whether it's chronic fatigue, whether it's fibromyalgia, muscle aches, whether it's chronic headaches, whether it's depression, whether it's stress, whether it's poor sleep, migraine, headache, irritable bowel syndrome. We have an autism program. So if you have one of those disorders and it hasn't improved enough, taking a look at it in a broader, holistic perspective will, we believe, often be helpful. So if you're interested in seeing us, we are in New Jersey, in Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All right, and getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Gina from New Hyde Park, Long Island.
Yes, hi. I have a question about theanine, which you were discussing earlier.
Sure.
I bought a product that combines theanine with 5-HTP.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was interested in taking the 5-HTP alone to raise my serotonin levels.
Right.
Now, I saw this product. Interestingly enough, the theanine seems to do similar things to the 5-HTP. So my question to you is it a good idea to have combined these two ingredients in one product?
Interesting. I would probably prefer them to be used separately. This way you can, you know, try one, and if one isn't working, you might try the other. And then, if need be, see if, you know, the synergism between the two works.
Well, they also said that theanine depletes your serotonin level. That's why they added the 5-HTP to it.
Yeah, that might be. But once again, you know, you asked my opinion, and my opinion would be to take them. I'm not saying that this is going to do you any harm, but my opinion would have been, you know, try them separately.
Better to take them separately.
Yeah. That's the way I use it. In this case, where you're talking about things which are affecting the brain and anxiety and depression and stuff like that, I guess I would like to have the ability to titrate. You know, maybe you need two theanine and one 5-HTP, you know, that type of thing.
How does theanine affect serotonin levels? Does that boost it also, or?
I don't know if it has any major effect on serotonin levels.
Okay. I think they said it affects dopamine?
Yes. Dopamine, it does. I don't know that it affects serotonin levels to any great extent.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Gina. And next we have Arena from Hackensack. Oh, no. Excuse me. We have Judith from Queens.
Yes.
Hi, Judith.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, you have a fabulous program. I've told I don't know how many people to listen, and they can't get over the information that they're able to hook on.
Wow. Thank you.
I have a few questions.
Sure.
Number one, are you familiar with Ultraset for pain?
And absolutely.
Yeah, how does that compare with something natural or homeopathic?
Ultraset is stronger than... Ultraset is a combination of Tylenol. What's the medication?
Well, it's called Tramadol.
Tramadol.
It's sort of like a semi-narcotic.
Yeah.
It isn't really as...
Pain.
Yeah, it can make you a bit drowsy.
Drowsy?
You know, and they combine it with acetaminophen, Tylenol, and one.
Oh,
tablet.
Really?
That's the set.
Yeah.
That's
uh-huh.
the set, acetaminophen.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they usually use it in people who have, you know, let's say arthritis or stuff like that.
Right, I have a relative I told her I would ask you.
Yeah.
She can't take aspirin, so.
Yeah, it's as those kind of medicines go, it's the safest of the various narcotic opiate-like ones. It's not as strong as them either, but it will very often, people who don't do well with just aspirin or Tylenol, this adds something very significant.
Yeah, it's a little stronger than, it's stronger than the aspirin, Tylenol. It's not as strong as like the Percocet and stuff like that.
In between.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next thing. What is your feeling, your thoughts about this recent report that came out about echinacea?
Okay, there's a few things I would say about that. Number one, it really wasn't a good study. Why?
No.
Number one, they didn't use the proper dosage.
Mm-hmm.
The proper dosage is somewhere around, and it depends on the type of product you use, but, you know, it's like, if you were to take that type of echinacea, you would take, let's say, three capsules three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did a liquid product, but if you transferred it to a capsule, it would be three capsules three times a day.
Right.
What they did is they just did one-third of the dosage. They did only three capsules instead of like nine capsules. Secondly, they didn't standardize the product. They didn't check. They didn't check for alkylamides. They didn't check for acetamides. They didn't check for another active ingredient. So they didn't do a good study.
Do you think that this was intentional, or their lack of knowledge, or
all of the above?
All of the above. I figured not. They're always looking to knock everything anyway. So if it's not
it came from a decent place.
Oh, it did?
Otherwise, they wouldn't have published it in
I didn't see it. I only heard about it.
They think they're doing the right thing, but they never do.
Well, it always leaves us with, it makes us think,
It's too bad. They spend money, they do these tests, so do it right.
So that's right.
They should know
go that. All the way.
You got right. it.
Thank you. The next question. I was recently diagnosed with a vaginal infection as a result of a vaginal culture. I wasn't told it was yeast, just an infection, and I was told to take something, which I don't like to take, and an antibiotic called Dactrim.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about that, if there's something homeopathic or natural to take instead.
If you have an infection.
Right.
You want to get rid of it.
So that's it. Because somebody mentioned...
Because once these things get a foothold, they stay there, and then you really have a problem getting rid of them.
Uh-huh.
This way you treat it, you get rid of it, then
and
get on,
it.
And then...
Then what do you suggest as far as...
Okay. You know what, Judith? I have to do a commercial with traffic, so I have to get there. We'll finish you up in a little bit. Okay, this is Ani Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world. All at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally trained pharmacists around. Always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And now let's go to Bill Gordon for the traffic.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm Bill Gordon with the traffic. And northbound SER Drive at 72nd Street, watch out for delays and accident blocks to the right lane. In Nassau County, both directions, Route 107 still closed near Wheatley Road in Old Brookville. That's because of downed wires from an earlier accident. On the Jersey side in Passaic, westbound Van Houten Avenue remains closed at Passaic Avenue because of a water main break being worked on, and westbound Route 4 at Grand Avenue Englewood, road construction blocks the left lane until further notice. Southbound Garden State Parkway, earlier accident near exit 89 in Brick, cleared away. Slow traffic continues to exit 82 in Tom's River, then remains slow down to the Barnegat Tolls. Northbound traffic picking up steam coming into the Barnegat Tolls, Tom's River Tolls, and again at the Asbury Tolls. This report brought to you by Pennsylvania, the state of independence. Hit the road this summer. Take one of their great 3, 4, and 7-day road trips. Go to visitpa.com for more information. Ready, set, go. I'm Bill Gordon for the WOR Traffic Report.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligrams of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium for 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemist. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store.
log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Natural Factors now brings you Selegrin, one of the newest, most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements available. Selegrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Selegrin to be effective, yet without side effects. Natural Factors offers Selegrin in two forms. It comes as a soft gel capsule, 90 per bottle, called Selegrin Joint Health, and it also comes as a soothing cream. So if you have problems with stiff, sore joints, Selegrin from Natural Factors may be the answer. It decreases the inflammation, lubricates and restores fluids that cushion bones and joints. It promotes flexibility and mobility. That's Selegrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. Selegrin from Natural Factors. It's available in soft gel capsules and a soothing cream. Selegrin, as well as all the other fine products in the Natural Factors line, are now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemist, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And those of you who are fans of the Heart Show, which follows immediately after the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock, Dr. Fred Vanini, the star of the Heart Show, is in the studio. So stay tuned after the Wilner Window for the Heart Show. And now, before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. Here are some examples. Doctor's Best, Source Naturals, and American Health. 35% off list price. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, 30% off list. We have a new 96-page sale flyer and a 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available, both filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, just call 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com. And, of course, you can also pick up a copy at either of our two stores in Manhattan. The Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. Okay, let's get back to Judith from Queens.
Yes, thank you so much. We were talking about this Bactrim of antibiotics. What do you recommend in Acidophilus?
Okay, there are a bunch of really nice Acidophilus products. Really, really good. There's a company called Pharmax, which makes a whole line of nice Acidophilus products, and they even have a vaginal product. If you really, really had your it's something to insert vaginally. Oh. You really, really had your heart set against avoiding the Bactrim.
I would love to.
Okay, call the store and speak to one of the nutritionists there and ask them about the Pharmax products for the
instead of
right.
Uh-huh. And about the Acidophilus, I wouldn't take it then.
No, the Acidophilus you want to take orally as well.
I should definitely. And ask them as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned something about Brain Speed, a new product.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Bioenergetics, homeopathic line? They make something called Mental Clarity. I'm wondering.
Yeah, some things work a little differently. They work. The homeopathic products try and work by stimulating the body's natural mechanisms, you know, to do its thing, so to speak.
Right.
So they're compatible. So you can continue to take Mental Clarity and also take the Brain Speed products as well.
When does that be in, or you have it ready?
Yeah, it should be in. We're having the, we have the next Sunday, we're going to have the guest on.
Right.
We're going to be talking about Brain Speed.
Oh, so it's in already.
Yeah, so it better be in already. Otherwise, we're going to have to push off the interview.
Oh, okay. May I get your number for ordering?
800.
Right.
633-1106. And if you press option number 4, you speak to a live person.
633-11, that's 212.
No, 800.
Oh, 800.
Yeah.
Oh.
800.
Do I need mental clarity? An extension, what?
Yeah. You just press number 4 to speak to a live person.
Thank you ever so much.
All right, Judith.
Helpful as always. Thank you. Have a good day.
All righty. You too. Okay, next we have Rena from Hackensack, New Jersey. Are you there, Rena?
Yes, I am.
What would you like to speak about today?
Well, I've just recently been diagnosed with myelodysplasia after having a low white blood count, and my GP sent me to a hematologist who took a series of tests and then took a bone marrow biopsy. And they came up with that I'm on the very early stages, that I have two white cells that are problematic. And at this point, they tell me there is nothing to do, just to keep an eye on it. I should just go on with my life and do whatever it is I want to do. When I ask them, is there anything that I can do to turn the clock back, to enhance, you know, my health, my immune system. They told me one thing that is dangerous is that I should get a cold or fever or bronchitis, pneumonia, because my immune system is not that high, although I recently did have a bacterial infection, and they said it was amazing how...
So what's your question, Rena?
My question is, what advice can you give me? What can I do in terms of nutrition, diet, supplements to enhance my immune system and to hopefully try to hold back further deterioration of this situation?
Okay, well, basically, nobody studied this particular problem. In theory, the same kinds of things that everybody else needs, you need. And that would mean a broad-spectrum multivitamin mineral, some omega-3 oil, some Arnie is... There is a bleeding tendency for high doses, but a small amount, like a gram, you find some bioflavonoids, some carotenoids, the same kind of stuff that everybody could use, you could use. Now, whether a high-dose immunostimulant like a mushroom kind of product, maitake, whatever, would be of any good or not, I haven't a clue, and I wouldn't want to try it. And one reason is because there have been some reports, particularly of the Chinese mushroom products, where, in fact, they've come in contaminated with mold, and people with impaired immune systems have gotten fungus infection from them. So that's a quality control issue. That's not the product itself.
Yeah.
So I would say that the same broad-spectrum multivitamin mineral with a healthy diet, with the proper sleep and the proper exercise as you anyone else is even more important for you. I would also include things like N-acetylcysteine.
What is that again? Could you?
N-acetylcysteine. It's a precursor to glutathione. Glutathione is one of the main antioxidants and involved in the immune system. If you have enough already, you don't need extra. But we don't know if you have enough already. So to take a 600 milligrams daily or every other day or something like that, I think would add some level of insurance protection.
I see. And could you just tell me again what the vitamins, if you think I should take vitamins?
You know what? You know, you're in Hackensack, New Jersey, and Dr. Podell is in Springfield, New Jersey. Why don't you go see him? I mean, this is the type of thing where you have a potentially serious problem, which you want to head off, and you're very wise to want to do that. But, you know, you need somebody to guide you. You know, it's not something that you want to, you know, just do this way.
I see.
That would be my suggestion.
Okay. Well, how would I get hold of him?
973-218-9191.
Okay. Thank you. So you don't think I should take any multivitamin anything until I speak to him?
No, we didn't say that.
No.
I mean,
the basic things you can take, but once again, you know, to try and get specific advice, you know.
All right, if you came and see me, I would not only be more specific and more detailed, but I'd probably talk to your doctors, the hematologists, and, you know, try and negotiate with them from their knowledge and our knowledge to put it together.
I see. Okay, Dr. Podell. And do you think I should start with a multivitamin until I see you?
Oh, yeah, surely.
Like which one? Is Centrum a multivitamin?
Centrum is, but it's a little on the low side, doesn't have all the things you need. Better than nothing.
But which one would you recommend?
There's one called Wilvite. There's one called my favorite multi from Natrol. There's one called Dual Tabs from Twin Lab. There's loads of good ones. Something that's, it's not just a one a day. You take it more than once a day.
I see. Thank you.
All right, Rena. Thank you. Okay, next we have Sam from Manhattan.
Yeah,
Hi, Sam.
Yeah. But what I'm calling about is on the blood report that I got, my iron is 19, and the normal range is 45 to 60 or something. And I was wondering if I should be worried.
Well, you need to find out why the iron is low. And
yeah.
Now, they usually give you not more than iron. They give iron and iron binding capacity together. And iron by itself is ambiguous in terms of its interpretation. That is, you're not quite sure what it means. But let's say iron's low. And the most common cause is if there's an internal bleeding. Now, if you have an internal bleeding, it could be caused by things that are of not great importance, or it could be caused by things that are very serious. And that's for your doctor to figure out.
Okay. Well, the hemoglobin is okay.
Yeah, but iron falls before the hemoglobin does.
Okay.
Now, you can also have this happen, one, if you don't eat iron-rich foods, or two, if you don't have acid in the stomach adequately. So there's a malabsorption potential, and then there's a blood loss potential. And they have to figure out which it is and what it causes.
Do you eat a lot of grains?
No, I don't eat many grains, no.
Okay.
No.
And what do you take any supplements?
Well, I take a multivitamin pill
okay.
every day.
That's it?
And I take some vitamin C extra.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But when I spoke to them, this was at the VA hospital that they did the test. When I spoke to them, they didn't seem very much concerned. But when I think of it, the difference between 19 and 45 is a big difference.
Yeah. Well, they asked them to repeat it. Do an iron and iron binding capacity, and then another test called the ferritin. And, next time you go, next week, next month, get it repeated. If it's still low, then you insist that they do a workup. And if the general doctor doesn't want to see you, then go see the gastroenterology person there, and they for sure will want to do a workup because that's what they do for a living.
Yeah. Okay, iron binding
capacity.
Iron binding capacity.
Yeah, it's a protein that holds iron.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Sam. Thanks for that call. All righty, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. This is Arnie Gitomer, and I'm joined by Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll both be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity, testimonials and promises. Sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and we're answering your questions about nutrition. And our next caller is Julie from Toms River, New Jersey.
I recently stopped eating salmon because of the mercury and am now eating pickled herring for the omega-3. Dr. Podell just spoke to the woman who had ovarian cancer, and he mentioned do not eat pickled herring. And I'm curious, what's wrong with it because it's so delicious?
Well, pickling, as I understand it, is a process that induces a carcinogenic effect. That is, it tends to promote cancers if you eat a lot of this stuff.
In Japan,
there's a whole bunch of epidemiology. That's one reason they get more stomach cancer, eat a lot of pickled foods and very little greens.
And it's also the fact that, the preservatives that get in there.
And is that also pickles, regular pickles?
No. You just want to look at the things. You want to avoid things that have nitrites.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
that's one of the main things.
And taking vitamin C at the same meal may be partly protective, at least in rat studies.
Yeah.
Oh, one other question about acidophilus. I also heard another show that said we should always be taking acidophilus that is only refrigerated acidophilus, which I never even knew existed. Now, what is the difference between the refrigerated and right off the shelf?
Most of the acidophilus are refrigerated, and refrigerated is probably the way to go. They do have ones which don't require refrigeration, but that's probably just until you open it. Once you open it, you probably should refrigerate it.
Refrigerate it. I see. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And who's next? Gladys from Brooklyn. Hi, Gladys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, all right. I'm taking hydrochloride for low stomach acid, but I'm taking it for quite some time, and I find it's not doing anything. Is there anything besides that you could recommend?
Okay, first of all, number of questions. How do you know you have low stomach acid?
I was told that I had low stomach acid.
You were told? Did anybody test you?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of test?
I don't know to tell you the truth, but I was told that.
Okay. All right. So, and what effect are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for something to give me the normal range.
But how do you know it's not working is what I'm saying.
Well, they tell me that that I still have to take it. And I've been taking it.
What I mean. Do you have a lot of stomach gas? Do you burp a lot?
Yes.
Okay, and this didn't help you?
No.
Okay. So it's possible that that's not the reason. It's possible you may have normal stomach acid.
Oh.
You may be, you know, one of the things, you may be just swallowing a lot of air when you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be, you know, talking when you eat, for example. Things perhaps. Like that.
Yeah, perhaps. But I tried another brand,
mm-hmm.
and I thought maybe that would help. But does it take a while for it to normalize? Or?
No. It should be pretty quick.
It normalizes with each dose, okay? To take it for a month and then stop taking it for a day and retest it, it's not going to be normal. It doesn't restore your capacity to make acid. It gives you acid for that very meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay? So you've been getting effective acid, presumably, but that's not been what your problem is. You still have the symptoms.
Now, there's one other thing that you may want to try.
Yes.
You may want to try one of the so-called vegetarian enzymes.
I am taking a vegetarian enzyme.
Okay. So you're taking hydrochloric acid and a vegetarian enzyme.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you stop the hydrochloride... stop the hydrochloric acid and just take the vegetarian enzyme.
Oh, stop that and just say
Right when you start eating.
Yes.
Take a couple of capsules of the vegetarian enzyme.
Uh-huh.
And then eat your food. See if that makes a difference.
All right, I'll try that. And so you're saying I should stop the hydrochloric?
It doesn't seem to be doing anything.
No. Because I still have the belching. And it could be, say, from eating... taking an air?
Yes.
Oh, that could be a cause?
Definitely.
So what do I do? Eat slower or?
Eat slower and don't talk?
And don't talk. That's a good thing. All right, I'll try what you said.
Then you could try not talking once, and if that doesn't work, you could try eating slower. And then you could try them both.
Okay.
It's not out of the side of your mouth.
That's
all
right.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Gladys. And next we have Esther from Long Beach, Long Island.
Yes.
Hi, Esther.
Hi. I've been waiting a long time. My question is about osteoporosis.
Okay.
That's what I have. And the recommended product, the one-a-week product, the side effects are so scary, I don't even want to try it.
Okay.
So...
The problem... How old are you, Esther?
I'm 75.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Osteoporosis, you know, the side effects, there's only one real bad side effect, and that's if the medication sort of irritates your esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell you to take it while you're standing up and don't lie down and drink a lot of water, wash it down. If that doesn't bother you, then you're okay. You know, the side effects aren't that bad. You know, there's very few other side effects. That's the main side effect. And the side effect of the osteoporosis is going to be worse.
Well,
so think about it.
What's the alternative to taking that medication?
They do have other... Dr. Podell, don't they have the Didronal, the vitamin...
There are a number of different Fosamax-type medicines, including a once-a-month version. There's a nasal spray that's called calcitonin. And of course, earlier we talked about all the various nutritionals, and vitamin K, and vitamin D, and calcium, magnesium, and a variety of other trace elements, zinc, and so forth, that are involved in osteoporosis, together with exercise, et cetera. So there's a broad range of things, as well as looking to see if there any malabsorption of calcium. For instance, people who have a gluten allergy for wheat will not absorb calcium as well, and it's a complicated medical problem, but there are nutritional treatments, and there are several medical treatments. But I agree with Arnie that the Fosamax-type medicines, while they have a terrible side effect with the gastritis and so on, if you don't get that, their other side effects are really fairly small.
So those are your options, Esther. Speak to your doctor.
What about a vitamin pill that incorporates whatever it is that's necessary?
At the level of osteoporosis, you need something more than just a vitamin pill. The closest thing would be something called Ipraflavone. Ipraflavone is something that we put into a product of ours called Bone Complex, which contains the calcium, the magnesium, the vitamin D, the manganese, the folic acid, the vitamin K, you know, plus it has soy isoflavones and iproflavone, which helps to try and get the calcium into the bone. All right, so those are the options. That's a good bone product formula.
Okay.
It's called Bone Complex.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah, in addition, make sure you get a little extra calcium and magnesium that's in there. Weight-bearing exercise, Dr. Podell mentioned. Make sure you do something that stresses your bones and your muscles. That's important. Yeah, all of those things. Okay, thanks, Esther. And next, let's talk to Alice from Whiting, New Jersey.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, Alice.
Hi. I've been getting severe ankle cramps for the past several months, only at night. And my doctor had recommended magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams.
Right.
It worked for a while, but it really isn't working. He told me to even increase it to 2, you know,
right,
making it 800, and
right,
that's not really working too well. Is there something else that I possibly could take?
Yeah, but you don't know why you're having this. An ankle cramp as opposed to a calf cramp, which
it's
is a little
ankle.
Unusual.
Yes,
okay.
Ankle and in my instep.
Hey, one of the rules in medicine and probably in life is that it usually takes several things to go wrong to make something bad happen. So while your magnesium may have been suboptimal and correcting it helped, there's probably also a mechanical vulnerability in your leg or ankle that has to be looked at. And so I suggest either a rehabilitation medicine physiatrist or a podiatrist, a foot doctor, trying to understand why are you vulnerable to this.
Okay, Alice, thanks so much for that call. Okay, well, you hear that nice mellow mood music. We're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this couple of hours with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. A couple of things I wanted to tell you about. Next Sunday, our guest, Dr. Mike Yaktilla, and he's going to be talking about brain sleep. And 2 weeks from today, on the 21st, we have Dr. Jed Fahey. He's from Johns Hopkins University, and he's going to be talking about Broccomax, the new broccoli product we just started advertising with SGS, the sulforaphane glucosinolates. Anyway, stay tuned for Dr. Fred Benigni and the Heart Show. We'll be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Hope you're with us.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.